Om Shanti. Good morning to everyone. Today we will revise the today's Avyakta Murli, dated 15th May 1983 in English version. The Murli heading is the method to go into the flying stage and the sign of a charitable soul. Now when you all souls entering the Om Shanti Bhavan, when you saw the God, and how do you feel? And when we are entering Panda Bhavan, we are seeing the garden. How do you feel? Happiness, lightness, powerful, intoxication. Yes. Yes, we are feeling we are very fortunate souls. And in the world also, we know about so many gardens. Like in Dubai, the world's largest garden is there. Miracle garden is there. 45 million flowers are there. And different types of flowers are there, and each flower has its own language. For example, in our Bab Dada's Milan, there we are keeping one flower called Anthurium. You might have seen. It's a red color heart-shaped flower. That flower symbolizes, or the language of that flower is hospitality. That flower has that language. And so many flowers are there. Daffodils, it's a yellow color. Meaning is like a rebirth or new beginning. So whenever you are going to a function or you are meeting a friend or something, so they will gift a bouquet of yellow color flowers. It's a meaning of like new beginning. So when the ordinary flowers in the world only having such a language, ordinary flowers, and it has its own symbolizers. And today Bab Dada is coming to his spiritual garden, and he is seeing so many flowers. And how his garden's flowers language will be. When the ordinary flower is having such a meaning and language, and this is our Bab Dada's spiritual garden. And here he is seeing fragrant flowers, buds of tomorrow, who are going to become the instrument for the world benefit. And he is seeing images of fortune, and he is seeing the sparkling stars of the earth, lucky stars, Shiv Shakti, Pandav army, ignited lamps, Deepmala. So like different flowers Baba is seeing. When he is seeing this garden, he remembers a scene at the time of establishment. That time, the flowers, like olden flowers, like when you see the ordinary flowers, lotus, it's all like the old flowers. Now so many hybrid varieties have come. How those hybrid varieties came? It came from the original flower. How they create? They keep two flowers nearby. Like for example, if we want a pink color flower, if pink color rose means, they will keep white and red color rose nearby. So that mix, and it brings a hybrid variety of pink color. Same like that here, Shiv Shakti Pandav army Sena's souls at the time of establishment, they were all small childrens. They said to Baba like, Baba, though we are little, we'll take the biggest task which the worldly leaders or the religious leaders, politicians or the scientists who can't accomplish, we will take the biggest task and we will do one show. So cause of their task, now Baba is seeing those armies in corporeal form, and cause of them, today the fragrant flowers, buds have emerged. And they were the ignited lamps, cause of them that today is the Deep Mala has formed. So cause of them that today is the present Deep Mala has become Baba's garland around the Baba's neck also. So such a very wonderful garden Baba is taking us also. And Baba is seeing some special souls also there. And today in this Milan, Baba is meeting a little children's group. And here some special children are there, and Baba has said in this group each and every child is going to give Baba's introduction and right to climb the father's inheritance. So such a elevated souls were there in 1983. We don't know now, right now also the soul should be with us only. So such a luckiest group. And as generally we all know that children are considered to be the great souls. Like what is the nature of a kid or a child? When we are seeing a child, what we will feel? Innocence, pure, they are very true and they are very joyful. Whatever they do, mischiefs, anything also, that time they will feel, and after that they will forget. And even if they are getting scoldings, anything also, that time they will cry, and after next moment they will forget. So they are very light. So same like that, Baba is also telling the children, the special children who have come, they are very true and pure, they are great and elevated. And to them, Baba is asking two things. One is to maintain a determined thought, another he is asking them to take a huge responsibility. What is that one determined thought is? He is asking them to have a determined thought of constantly belonging to Baba and follow only his direction, one elevator direction. And the second thing is to take a huge responsibility. What is that huge responsibility? The huge responsibility is to become an instrument for the elevated transformation of all the souls in the world. It's a very huge responsibility. To do an elevated transformation of all souls in the world is a very huge responsibility. For that, those children, Baba has asking those children to lead an elevated life. And Baba is giving the direction to how to lead in that elevated life. How to lead in that elevated life? Baba is telling right from the Amrita Vela till the night time. Till the night time, you all have to follow the timetable accurately what it has been given to the life of an easy yogi or an elevated yogi. So this is the way to lead an elevated life. So this is the direction Baba is giving. So with this, they can take that huge responsibility also. And yogi means, and in this Baba has insisted to be determined to pay attention in this. Because following a timetable means each and every now and then we should pay attention. Then only we can keep following the timetable. Like in school also, next period, what will be the next period? We will be paying attention. So what homework I should keep it ready? What notebooks I should keep it ready? So this will be, in a school we will pay attention. Same like that in our daily routines also, in our daily timetables, accurately we should pay attention. And being an easy yogi, elevated yogi means, first of all, we should know the qualifications of the yogi. Baba has said the qualifications of the yogi. Qualifications means like how a yogi should sit, how a yogi should behave, or how a yogi's vision should be. How a yogi should sit? Silent. When a yogi is sitting, they will sit without sound. They won't make sound. It will be so gentle and soft. And when they are sitting, their body won't touch the next yogi's body. Like that they will sit. And it like angel, how light the angel will come and go. Like the butterflies, how they are coming and sitting and going. We won't come to know. But it feels very soft, good, very pleasant. Like that a yogi will sit. And how a yogi will behave. Behave means behavior is the our contact or our mannerism when we are coming in contact with the others, how we behave to others. So how a yogi will behave? Yogi's behavior will be, yes, very polite and soft, and it will be very royal. It will be very royal. They will be very easy. They will move very easy with anyone. Relaxing. Flexible, yes. Their behavior will be very flexible. And how a yogi's vision will be? Always positive, soul consciousness. A yogi's vision will be such an elevated vision, like how Baba is seeing us. Whenever Baba is coming to meet us, how his vision is. He is not seeing us, our weakness. Always he is seeing us in our completed form. That's why our original prizes, everything Baba is coming. The same way elevated yogi, we also should see another elevated yogi, easy yogi in their completed form. Now in practical life, they may be committing some weakness or they will be having something. But when you see their complete form, automatically we'll have that, like we'll think them as a deity soul complete soul, though they are making mistakes, automatically will forgive and will become detached. It becomes very easy. So this elevated vision, your yogi's vision should be. So this is the qualification Baba is telling. And Baba has told the children who have come, they are very unique children. They are not ordinary children, and they can't do what the worldly children, worldly people do. What is the difference? Ordinary children and unique children. What is the difference? Worldly children, you might have observed. Worldly children will be mischievous. Like for example, in my center, one kid is there. For 5 years I have seen that kid. Since the birth, the mother is bringing that child to the center. Now he is going to the school, everything and all. I have observed him in his home also, outside also. He is very mischievous. He just imitates the movie actors, sings, giving action like smoking, drinking, everything he does. But when that soul enters the center, you can't believe it will be so silent. Till the class is finishing, yoke time, that soul won't disturb anyone, completely silent. Always from the mouth, only Baba's elevated versions will come. So this is the difference, how they are behaving before Baba, how they are becoming unique and how they are becoming ordinary. That's why Baba has told you children can't do what the worldly people are doing. So this is the difference Baba is telling. And Baba is taking all the children to a flying stage. To go in the flying stage, Baba has given us an elevated method. It's a very easy method. What is that method? To go in elevated stage or the flying stage, very simple. Just to make transformation of one word, Mera to Tera. That is mine to yours. So Mera, Mera, like changing, transforming this one word, Mera to Tera, we are becoming double light. One thing is, I'm yours. Baba is light and we are also light. We are his children, we are all the same light. So this is one light. Another is, everything is yours. We have surrendered everything to him. So through this we are becoming burdenless, weightless. So this is how we are becoming double light. So when we are in this double light stage, automatically the elevated souls, they will constantly stay in lost in the love of the one. And they will start experiencing the elevated life of the present. And also, they start making the future elevated, imperishable life also. And Baba has said, this is on this basis only for using this flying stage only, how much ever we want to extend our progress, our effort making progress, we can extend and we can earn many treasures also. This is the only way. Using the flying stage, we are becoming the master of treasures. So when the people have more wealth or more treasure, what the aim they will have? When we have more wealth, we are well-fledged, what we will do? Automatically we will start donating, we will do charity. What the worldly people? Worldly people from the good clan, they have the aim of doing this charity, doing this donation and all. And we Brahmin souls, Baba has told you, Brahmin souls are from such a elevated clan. So your aim also should be constantly to be a great donor and constantly to be a charitable soul. So by experiencing, by going in the flying stage, we are getting our treasures, and with that treasures we can become a charitable soul. This is the easy technique Baba is telling how we can do charity. When it comes to charity, first we should perform charity for ourselves, like through thoughts, words and deeds. First of all, we should be very charity to ourselves. Then Baba is asking, what is charity? What is a charity? Yes, to give Baba's Jnana Ratnas to others. Yeah, yes. Baba has told, charity means to have elevated feelings and elevated good wishes to others. This is the greatest charity, to have Shubh Bhavana, Shubh Kamna towards others. It's a very greatest charity Baba has told. This is one thing. Another second thing is, a charity is to carry out a task of enabling a soul who are lacking to attain something, who are lacking in something, and we are giving that. So that is also a great charity. So these two methods Baba is telling. And Baba is telling the qualifications of the charitable souls also. They are like a charitable soul will consider themselves as a bestower, always giving, and child of a bestower. Second thing is they doesn't have limited desires. Means like when this soul is giving me something, I'll give something. If that soul is doing me something, then I will do something. So this limited desires, charitable souls, they won't have. And the third thing is they give everyone, no partiality, everyone love, cooperation and power. This is how a charitable soul will be. And the fourth one is they won't have any desire for the prize for the charity. They won't have desire for the prize for the charity. For this, like we all know, charity means in our history immediately it will strike about one person. Who is that? Harishchandran and one more person in our Mahabharata? Karna. Okay, like one story is there when Krishna and when seeing the charity, one difference is there. Yudhishthira, he's the elder son of Yudhishthira. He also did charity and Karna also did charity. But only Karna's name came first. Why means Yudhishthira, he also did donation, charity for Dharma. But he did what it was written in the Vedas and Puranas. But Karna, he did the donation and charity on based on he liked, and he doesn't know that he will get a prize or this thing. Without knowing that only, he just liked and he was doing for Dharma. He was not following any strict rules and all. So it was like a nature of him. That's why that soul was considered great. So based on this, once when Krishna and Arjuna, they both are walking towards a village. So just to irritate or tease Krishna, Arjuna is asking Krishna, like why Arjuna, Karna, you are telling like a most charitable person and not yourself. Then Krishna understood that he is irritating and Krishna want to teach a lesson to Arjuna. So what Krishna did, he just snapped his fingers. Immediately the nearby two mountains become golden mountains. Then he told Arjuna, like, Arjuna, these two mountains are now yours. You can donate to how much ever people you want to donate, you can donate. So he becomes so happy and he just going to the village and he's announcing the people, like, people, you all come. I'm going to donate you the gold. So people are all prizing him. So he feels very happy and he is going with the shawl. He is digging. He is keep on donating. For 2 days and two nights he is keep on doing. Then finally he has become exhausted and telling Krishna that, Krishna, now without rest I can't donate continuously. Then Krishna is asking, then he told, okay, fine, you wait. Let me call Karna. Then he called Karna. He just told Karna the same thing. Karna, these two gold mountains are yours and you can donate to how much ever people you want. When Arjuna donated, not even a single bit the mountain was getting diminished. It was like that only. When Krishna asked Karna to donate, Karna just went, he just called two people from the village. He just told, see, these two mountains are yours. How much ever you want, you can just do it. He just said and he just walked away. Then after seeing this, Arjuna become, arey, what is this? Then Krishna told, see, after having giving of his fortune also, Karna is not worried about that. He just walking carefree and he doesn't caring about the prize also, and he doesn't care about what people is talking good or bad about him. So this is the elevated, this is how he is become enlightened. That's why Karna's name is first. So same like that, we should not have any desire for prize while we are doing charity. So this is one important qualification of a charitable soul. And fifthly, they give as full as an ocean. The charitable souls, they keep give as full as an ocean. And they give others the experience of happiness, father's love, super sensuous joy and spiritual life full of bliss. And a charitable soul's words would be always nourishment of happiness, and their deeds would be always enable all to receive cooperation. So their words and deeds will be such a way. So this is how Baba has described how a charitable soul should be. And next Baba is meeting a group of Kumas. When meeting a Kumas, he is asking Kumas, are they going to climb the first number? First number means like first number are always equal to Baba. First number soul is always equal to Baba. Equality means like closeness. Samipata and Samanata. Samanata and Samipata. Correct. So, for this, like Kumas, Baba has told like they'll eat two rotis and they'll keep doing services. They won't expect anything. With tireless, they are very independent, free. So, with full hearted, they keep doing that. So, and Baba has told while doing that, you have to become double light. Because when they, how to become double light and do means, he has just told see father and follow father. Just they have to see father and they have to follow father and they have to protect themselves from the Maya also. And he has asked them to always be under the canopy of father's protection so that they will be saved. They constantly they can conquer Maya. So this one idea Baba is telling. And Baba has given Kumas the awareness, always constantly they should have the awareness that the one father belongs to me in all relationship. This one smriti Baba has given, with that Kumas can become powerful, powerful soul. One father belongs to me in all relationship. So after giving this plan base, Baba then Baba is asking the Kumas to plan, prepare for a plan. With that plan, Baba has asked them like, when the ordinary people or the worldly souls, when they see those Kumas, they should say, in the world, if a soul is there without obstacles, obstacles means those souls are these Kumas. Like that, they should say. In that way, Baba has asked them to prepare a plan. And as they are becoming destroyers of obstacles, two things benefit. One, they are becoming unshakable. Another thing, they are able to transform the atmosphere into a powerful atmosphere. And Baba has given aim to the Kumas also to always fly in the elevator flying stage and to make others also to fly. And Kumas means Baba has told they are constantly obedient and faithful. And father Baba has given asked them to follow the father at every step. Means father's virtues, father's task and father's sanskar. They should follow each and everything step by step. So when they do so, automatically they go to a flying stage and they are able to make others also to take to that flying stage. And for to follow the father, Baba has asked them to do repeat and copy. In the worldly life, in the exams, if we copy, we won't get marks. But here Baba has told, here if you copy, you get full marks. So this is the way for to get full marks. Baba has asked the Kumas to do check, change and practice. Whether you check in every step, are you equal to Baba? You have to check that. If it is not, then try to change it. When you are able to change it, then practice that. So these things Baba has told Kumas. And next Bab Dada is meeting teachers. Baba has told they are the instrument servers. Instrument service, nimitta sevadaris. So Baba is telling when you use the word instrument, nimit, automatically it's bringing you the remembrance of Baba. It's very easy to remember Baba. And always when you use the word server, Baba has asked to use the instrument also. One thing we have to do that, when we become instrument, automatically they are becoming humble and also they are becoming light. Two things. When we are considering ourselves as an instrument server, automatically this virtue humble and lightness is comes. To the how much extent we are becoming humble, that much we are our service will be fruitful. And to the extent how much we are becoming light, that much our service will be success. That much will be there. So two these things Baba has told an instrument server will have. And another two speciality of the instrument servers Baba has told. One speciality is always they have this thought that the one who is moving is making me to move and I am simply performing the task. So this one speciality is of the server. Another one is they always remain content and they make others also content. So instrument server will have these two qualifications or these two specialities. One thing is they will tell the one who is making me to move is making me to move on, and another is they will also will be content and they will make others also content. So these two specialities the instrument server will have. And lastly, Baba has given some service for the present time for the sisters to the service of making everyone light and the service of taking everyone to the flying stage. And for this, Baba has given this lottery in the service also, and Baba has asked them to continue to use this lottery each and every breath and every second. So today, let us all be intoxicated with this Baba's lottery and with all Baba's sweet words. Thank you. Om Shanti.